One of the things we do here at Rosie on the House is we answer your internet questions all week long, as well as your phone-in questions to our office. And one of the most, the question of the week this week, I absolutely busted my gut laughing.
Serious?
That this is what people asked us the most about this week.
What was it?
How do I protect my plants from frost damage? Now, Gary, only in Phoenix, Arizona, when the temperature goes from 108 to 98, do people start worrying about frost protection.
If we're even fortunate enough to get it.
Oh, man.
I just remember, was it 2006 when we had 4 days of sub-freezing temperatures? And I'm out there running a half marathon.
Oh,
that was fun.
Yeah, that hurts.
And there were two guys from Chicago complaining about that.
Oh.
And I'm like, aren't you used to this?
Yeah, right. You should be. You should be. Exactly.
Well, maybe they're not so...
Maybe it's not such a crazy...
Well, and I think that's a good thing, because what we have found is people wait till it does freeze to ask the question, and then what happens?
Too late.
Can't get the things that they need to protect their plants. What do they need?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I think we've lost more plants to heat and drought this summer than we're probably going to lose to frost this winter.
Yeah, driving around, there's so many dead trees.
This was brutal.
It really was.
Brutal.
And dry.
If the nurseries and the hardware stores are currently stocking it, and then put it on your to-buy list, put it on your pickup list, frost cloth. Because I promise you, the first time we get a frost warning, there won't be any on the shelves. Get a little. It takes absolutely no space in your closet or your tool shed. Roll it up. Tie it up with a little piece of string. Roll it up. Set it in a corner. And you'll have it. But there are some definite do's and don'ts. And I think one of the most definite don'ts when it comes to frost protection is do not use plastic to cover your plants.
What happens? I think it turns them black, doesn't
it? It won't give you the thermal protection, and it actually damages the plant. So never use plastic for frost protection.
How about sheets?
Well, sheets can work. But have you ever seen frost cloth? It's a little bit heavier. And just think about yourself. If you're going to sleep in your backyard when it's freezing naked, would you rather be wrapped up in one sheet, or would you rather be wrapped up in frost cloth?
I have no idea. Never thought about it.
I'm going to get some frost cloth and test that theory.
Yeah. Frost cloth has a little bit more of a thermal protective barrier to it, but yet it still allows the plant to breathe. Now, what I see done wrong a lot of times is people just lay it across the tops of the plant, and that really isn't adequate frost protection for a lot of the type of plants that you're trying to protect. You actually need to think of it as a hoop skirt. Allow it to cover the plant and drop all the way down to the ground. So, boy, I hope that answers everybody's question this week. The most asked question at Rosie on the House this week is, how do I protect my plant? Now, we're a statewide show, so some of those questions come in from north of the rim.
And they are expecting snow.
And they are. They are expecting some snow and some cold weather. Yes, baby. I'm going to turn on the live cam at the Snow Bowl and just watch it. But we've got friends up in Alpine and Apache and Greenlee County, and they're fully anticipating snow. So that'll be great. So, for those of you on the desert floor, get your frost cloth. Now, it's not expensive. I say it has a thermal insulating quality to it, but it's not heavy. It's very easy to carry. You roll it up just like a newspaper and stand it in the corner. It takes up no space.
Now, what would you do for your cactus, though? Are you going to throw cloth on your cactus?
Well, that kind of gets hard to take off. For your organ pipes and things like that, and some of your choya, it isn't. I'm not too concerned about frost protection on cactus. But if you have a specimen organ pipe cactus, just a good styrofoam cup on the top of each limb will generally give it the protection from the new growth area that it needs.
Might want to stock up on those as well.
You can't hurt Choya. I mean, even if the top of it gets frostbitten, it's going to come back in a million different ways. All the way around.
And, of course, during the holidays, you put a Santa hat on the very top of the saguaro.
There you go. Good call. The saguaros get Santa hats. Absolutely. So, I feel so much better about answering that question for all of our Arizona homeowners. We do have callers lining up. You're welcome to call in 1-888-767-4348. Any question about your favorite topic, you, your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. We're talking about kitchen remodeling in general this hour. We're going to be joined next hour by one of our Rosie on the House certified remodeling partners, TWD, Design Build Remodel. And they're going to be talking about new trends and things they're seeing in their new showroom that they're just now finishing and just now opening from homeowners that are looking to get their kitchens remodeled now. So TWBN next hour.
Next segment.
Next segment. I'm sorry, not next hour. This hour, right
next
after
segment.
This bottom of the hour news.
I've been for a few minutes.
I'm here with my wife, sweet Jennifer, here in studio. Our call screener is Carol Grace, our baby daughter, our prized possession. You call, she'll get your name and your question, like Connie calling from Sun City, whose question I'll get to as soon as we get back.